you could become a great leader. Leader of this country. And then you might think, oh, I finally made it. My life has now become free of limitation. I'm all powerful. And 2 years later, you find yourself in prison. If you're lucky. And you have another limitation. So, there's the movement of thought. There's identification with the movement of thought. And there's the arising of the awareness of those thought movements. And then, as the awareness arises, you see a very, we've already pointed to grievances, we've pointed to complaints, we've pointed to repeating the story in your head to reinforce it. We've pointed to, perhaps, or maybe we didn't, it's also to repeat your story to other people to reinforce it. Please confirm to me that my problems and my story are real. Listen. And you, oh, yes. You truly have been treated unfairly by life. You are right that you're feeling sorry for yourself. You're fully sorry for myself. That's, self feels bigger in that too. So we've seen many of those very predominant movements associated with living in and through a false sense of self. And now there's one more fundamental one that we need to address. I pointed to it last night. That it needs to obscure the now, because it can only function through past and future. So as we saw last night, if you live through that false sense of self, your relationship with now, which is all there ever is, which means with life, life itself, life and now are inseparable, your relationship with now is predominantly a hostile one, a resisting one, one that denies the now, tries to get away from it, resists it internally, complains about it mentally, or makes it into a stepping stone to the next moment, which the little me in the head says is a more important one, because there it's going to be a little bit better when I arrive there. So the relationship that you have with now, which is the real relationship with life, is then one that is problematic of conflict, basically. You are in conflict with now. You deny now, you resist now, you complain about now, you project yourself away from now, and now is life. And so you're condemned to living in this abstract reality, never knowing the depths of now, the depths of life, the fullness of life that can only be here in the space of now. The only place where life is now. So you can see the mind movement that seeks to deny that. A very fundamental one. In seeing it, freedom arises. And seeing it is the arising of presence, a state in which the now is not resisted. And that is the beginning of the collapse of the conditioned egoic entity and the story-based identity. The now is not resisted anymore. You are able, as presence arises, to welcome this moment as it is. We saw that yesterday as the primordial spiritual practice that requires no time to align yourself with now, to make it your friend, unconditionally say yes, because you see the madness and the futility of saying no to the isness of now. To deny is to deny the universe,